This is Pastor Darrell Bailey coming to you live on Facebook and Sermon Audio. What a privilege it is to come into your homes tonight, Wednesday night. This is September the 2nd, 2020, 13 of Elul of 5780 of the Hebrew calendar. And it is a great honor to come into your homes. It is sad today among our church family. Sister Helen Bradley went on to be with the Lord today. And I want you to remember that family. Lift them up in their time of grief where death has come. What a wonderful woman Helen Bradley was. She was our financial secretary for several years. I tell you, her and you, Bradley, both, what a blessing that they were to our church. And so I tell you, when you always saw Miss Helen Bradley, what a smile, a beautiful smile. Even her sister Frances, they all were just a beautiful woman that had a great smile, and she was always the same person all the time. You know, she's always had a good smile and a happiness about her, and we're really going to miss her as well. And so I want to encourage you to remember each and every one of those ones in the family, as we're going to miss her physically, but we know that it's been some time that she's had Alzheimer's and she didn't really know anything, but now, today, instantly, she knows everything that she needs to know because she's in the presence of the Lord. I want to encourage you, not only as our families of those ones that are not able to attend our church are tuning in here tonight, also over at our church, Brother Bob Carroll is teaching a Wednesday night over there. And so if you, whatever you prefer, if you want to go over there, I know this COVID-19 has a different thing for everybody, but we do want to encourage you that we have folks that are coming together over at our church tonight at 7 o'clock. At People's Valley Baptist at 68 Ledford Lane. You go and be with them, amen. The Lord will bless you, and you'll receive a great blessing from the Word of God. And so before we go any further, we want to open with a word of prayer. I want you to continue remembering John and LaVon Underwood as he's going through his therapy from all of his heart surgery. Many prayers. Continue remembering Dan Worthy from his eye surgery as he had surgery on his eye. And so lift him up as well. Also, Kim Bentley, remember her father, and so when I say Tommy, it's her father's different. Her father-in-law's Tom, it's a different name, but don't get confused. But her father, I want you to just lift her up and her father as well and what he's going through. And also, want you to remember the many that were praying for their salvation as well, amen. To remember them, to come into the family of God. We're not giving up on any one of those. And so as we pray for each and every one of these needs in our church family, look around and look at the many that there is a need to pray for them. My boss man had hip surgery yesterday, and I thank God his name is Kevin Randall. I want you to lift him up. Continue to remember my coworker that's in his recovery stage as well from the broke shoulder. And Burns from his electrical electrocution on the job, Randall Burnham, remember him as we lift him up each and every day as well, looking for him to get back to work. There is so much to pray for today. Don't forget to pray for this up-and-coming election. I thank God because, you know what, we're going up on the rough side of the mountain right now, amen. There is disunity in this country. We've got this thing with that's been happening for some time. And so during all of this, there is much needs to pray for. And so as this nation's going up on the rough side of the mountain, amen, and we need to get it back up because God has a plan for America and for the leaders that are going to continue to lead this nation. And you need to be very much in prayer for those ones out there today who you're going to vote for. Are they a biblical leader? Are they ones that just believe in anything? Are they power hungry? I'm going to tell you today, we need the leader that is biblical based that you're going to vote for, amen. Not the one that you just keep voting for because your mom and dad said that's who you vote for. You need to look down in your heart and ask the Lord that who is a biblical person that believes in life, that believes in the principles of God, and you need to vote for that individual, amen. I believe that if you ask the Lord to help you, give you that candidate, He will, amen. Crystal clear. And so you pray about those things tonight as we get into the Word of God. Father, we praise you tonight. Lord, as there's so many needs in our church family, we lift up the lost, Lord, because first of all, Lord, they don't have a place to even start in your kingdom. Right now, Father, their name is on the list to burn in the depths of hell. And until they change it, until they ask Jesus to come into their heart and lives, Lord, it's just plain Jane like it is, Father. They're on their way to hell. And Lord, the only hope for them is to get into the family of God right here, right now. And Lord, I pray for them, Lord, that God, that you will change give them, Lord, an understanding of the Word of God and how much you love them. And Lord, that they would ask you, Lord, to come into their heart and life with a convicting power of love that you have from Calvary. Lord, I thank God, Lord, you gave us the greatest gift, eternal salvation. And you paid a debt that none of us could ever pay. And so, Father, be with the many. Lord, also, Father, I pray, Lord, were those many, Lord, that we're working with Grease Share right now, Lord, with a gentleman at work, another lady at work, Father, Lord, where death has come into their families, Lord. Also, Lord, for one of our deacons, wife, Susie New, Lord, I pray, God, that you would just help her as her father, her brother passed away this week. And Lord, I ask you for that family, God, that you'll lift them up and give them strength, Father. We know, Lord, that that brother's with you, Father. He's in the very presence of the Lord. But Lord, as they experience the physical absence of him from here on out, I pray, God, that you'll give them the ability, Father, to give them strength, Lord, as they go forward. And Lord, how to deal with that grief. And as they get stronger each day, however long that takes, Lord, it only be with your help and with your strong hand. And so, Father, I pray for those many needs tonight and ask you to save that lost sinner. And Lord, be with our mother as well, as she's in a recovery of therapy as well. And Lord, for all of our family, Lord, as we come together, and Lord, as we try to focus and be more like you in all the ways of our life. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Well, I thank God as we sing tonight. Boy, I tell you, as I was saying earlier about the mountains of the Bible in this series, you remember the old song, "I'm going up on the rough side of the mountain," amen. Well, I thank God America is going up on the rough side of the mountain. And each and every one of us, as we go forward, we've got to be able, no matter how rough the mountain gets, and sometimes we're in the valleys, but I thank God, the Lord, He'll build a staircase for you, brother and sister, that no matter how rough it is, whether you're going up the mountain, eventually you'll get to the top. You can't stay on the top. Sometimes we're in the valley, but I thank God the Lord will provide a staircase for you, and He'll give you the steps, amen, because the steps of the Lord, amen, are with each and every one of us as we go forward each day. He gives us those steps. He holds our hand. And that's the only way, I'm going to tell you, church family, that we can make it, amen, out there today. It's with the help of the Lord, amen. He will put that staircase. But sing with me tonight, amen, because I thank God we've got to praise the Lord before we do anything else. And living by faith is one of those ways that we can praise Him and give Him every bit of the glory that we have. Woo! I thank God. Well, I tell you, as I talk about a new beginning tonight with Mount Ararat, from one of the mountains of the Bible, the very first one, it's all about starting with a new beginning. And I thank God September the 17th, if I was just a youngster, but if I can even get close to that, in 1972, my uncle, Brother Bradford Thomas, I tell you, was preaching a message that brought all of us to a new beginning in our life. Amen. It changed us. I thank God as I'm 56 now, and God changed my life. And I thank God ever since the Lord has come into my heart, there's been a new beginning ever since. Praise God. And so let's sing about living by faith, and we'll get into our Bible study tonight, Mountains of the Bible, as we begin tonight in Genesis chapter 8, verse 4. Let's sing tonight. I care not today what the morrow may bring, if shadow or sunshine or rain. The Lord I know ruling o'er everything, and all of my worry is vain. Living by faith in Jesus above, trusting, confiding in His great love. From all I'm safe, in his sheltering arms. I'm living by faith and feel no alarm. On the last, our Lord will return in the clouds some sweet day. Our troubles will then all be o'er. The Master so gently will lead us away beyond that blessed heavenly shore. Living by faith in Jesus above, trusting confiding in His great love. From my whole heart safe in His sheltering arms, I'm living by faith and feel no alarm.
Woo! Praise God. Boy, that don't... Woo! If that don't stir your heart, nothing will. Praise God. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Tonight, as we look at the first mountain in the Bible, Mount Ararat, amen. And as we look at this tonight, amen, that the Lord begin to talk to us about new beginnings, a new start, and a new hope. Boy, I thank God that mine began. I've only got the scripture up here in one verse, and then, brother and sister, I'm just going to get into the Word of God, amen. But I thank God as we look tonight in the wonderful Word of God, every one of us have a new beginning that started sometime, amen. I hope and pray that maybe you don't even know the date. You know, I tell you, as I was just a youngster and little, and all of us came together, boy, the Lord dealt with me that Sunday morning. But it was that Sunday night, I tell you, I couldn't hold on to that bench anymore. And I went down to that altar and asked the Lord to be the keeper of my soul, praise God. Now, I tell you, every one of us have a new start and a new beginning somewhere. But if you don't, you've got a new hope, praise God, because there is a Savior that loves every one of us. He went to Calvary all the way just for us, praise God. Boy, I thank God in Genesis chapter 8, verse 4, that the Bible tells us that the ark rested in the seventh month, on the 17th day of the month, upon the mountains of Ararat. Boy, I thank God. You know, as we look and realize that right before Genesis 8, on back into Genesis 6, in verses 9 through 11, God began to speak, and His Word was so powerful that it created the world and everything in it. Amen. That's exactly how the Word said it. Amen. And after He created everything, He said that it was very good. Praise God. But then something very bad began to happen. Right in the garden that God had planted, sin entered the world. And in Noah's day, people had become so sinful that God said the whole world was violent and corrupt. And all of this violence and sin made God's heart sad. In Genesis chapter 6, verse 6, amen. As I grab a hold of my Bible, amen. Don't knock this thing off, hallelujah. Boy, I thank God as the Bible begins to tell us in Genesis chapter 6, verse 6. He says, and it repented the Lord that He had made man on the earth, and it grieved Him at His heart. Man, I tell you. Boy, I tell you, yeah, here we begin to realize that He was so sad that He said, I'm going to destroy man whom I created from the face of the earth, amen. Both man and beast and creeping things and birds of the air, for I'm sorry that I ever made them. I tell you, could anyone be saved? I tell you, there was one man, amen. I tell you, Noah was that man. He was the mountain man of the Bible. Hallelujah. Praise God. You got these series today where these mountain men are all out of the Blue Ridges. Come on now. Praise God. All these mountains. I tell you, there ain't nothing more beautiful than the mountains that's out there today. Hallelujah. But God, I tell you, God began to have a mountain laid even before He began to destroy this world, that He knew that a new beginning, a mount of a ship was going to find a lodging place, amen, when the waters receded from flooding the entire earth, amen. And it was a place of new beginning, hallelujah. Boy, I thank God of all the mountains that God's created in this world today, hallelujah, amen. You got the Green Mountains of Vermont. You got the Blue Ridge Mountains of North Carolina. Brother, them North Carolinas know how to sing some gospel. Praise God. The Smoky Mountains of Tennessee. The Rocky Mountains of Colorado that I'm familiar with because I used to go up to Pikes Peak. I thank God on the weekends when I was at soldiering, amen. Me and my landlord would go up there and, woo, I thank God we would begin to pray. Amen. We'd pray up there on Pikes Peak and we looked up and it looked like the sky was just right there. Amen. Praise God. Of all of the mountains, amen, that are all over the world that God created, amen. But I thank God Mount Ararat was that beginning place, hallelujah, that God began to start out with, hallelujah. And I tell you, every one of us, if you ain't never had a mountaintop experience, praise God, I tell you, the first mountain that was ever mentioned in the Bible, Mount Ararat, was it, amen. That means it was a place of commencement. It was a new beginning for everything, praise God. Because God had to destroy man and all of the animals and everything and start over with 8 souls, amen. Boy, I tell you, as we begin to look and realize that what God was wanting to do, amen, as he began to start over in the lives of these ones, amen. And so I think God, Noah did all that God commanded, amen. He finished that ark. He went into it, praise God, because he made that ark 300 cubits long, 50 cubits wide, 300 cubits high, and one window in it with 3 levels and decks, amen. I tell you, God told Noah that he would bring the flood waters to destroy every living thing on the earth. Well, I tell you, God did told him all the things that he needed to do. And Noah began to build this ark, amen, with the Lord's help, amen. And so as he finished that ark, he went into it with his wife, his 3 sons, his sons' wives, amen. 8 people in all, amen. And I thank God, 2 of every kind of unclean animal and 7 pair of every kind of clean animal, amen, went into that ark, amen. And oh, there was a big door that needed to be closed. Because when God closed that door, nobody would open it until he was ready for it to be opened, amen. I tell you, who could he reach, amen? The Bible tells us that God closed the door on that ark in Genesis chapter 7, verse 16, amen. Boy, I thank God. Listen, as the Word of God begins to tell us the story, amen, before the new beginning happened, amen. He began to tell us, he said in Genesis 7, 16, he says, "And they that went in male and female of flesh, as God had commanded him, and the Lord shut him in." Boy, I tell you, listen, I'm going to tell you, today there's a door that's going to close. I'm going to tell you, the door is called the rapture, amen, for a lot of us. But you know what? There may be many of you that will be able to live on through the millennial, but there's no guarantee. I tell you, I'll be getting into the door right away, amen, before it closes. And that's the door of salvation, the door of a new beginning, the door that I got in September the 17th, 1972, amen. Boy, I tell you, when the door opened for me, praise God, that I came in to the family of God, hallelujah. Boy, I tell you, as we look and realize that the Bible tells us that God closed that door, amen, and the rain began to pour from the skies and the fountains and the ground, a gust with waters, amen, and the entire earth began to be covered with water. Boy, I tell you, it rained 40 days and 40 nights. I tell you, until the water was so deep that every one of the mountains were underwater, amen, and all the people and every animal on the earth had died. I tell you, oh man, it's sad. But only Noah and his family and the animals were alive on that ark, amen. In Genesis chapter 7, verse 23, "And every living substance was destroyed, which was upon the face of the ground, both man and cattle, and the creeping things, and the fowl of the heaven, and they were destroyed from the earth, and Noah only remained alive, and they that were with him in the ark." Boy, I thank God. Boy, I tell you, the Lord has provided an ark for every one of us, amen, Mount Calvary. Boy, I thank God that was the mount that he went, amen, and hung on between the earth and the sky, praise God, and he made a way for all of us to escape, amen. And so I thank God. God spoke to Noah and he told him, he says, eventually, as it went on, that the water was so deep that it stayed on the earth for 150 days. And then it began to go down, and the ark rested on Mount Ararat that we read to you, amen. Noah wondered if there was any dry ground, any dry land, amen. And so he sent out two birds, a raven and a dove. And the dove found no ground to land on. So what did it do? It returned. It returned to the ark, amen. And after seven more days, you know why? Because that old raven is a nasty animal. And man, I'm going to tell you, it found somewhere that wasn't good. But that dove, it wouldn't settle for nothing less, amen. It was waiting for the new beginning. Yeah, that dove, Noah sent out the right animal, praise God. Noah sent that dove out again in 7 days, praise God. And this time, she came back with an olive leaf. Woo! Hallelujah! What could Noah tell from this olive leaf, amen? Yes, he could tell that the trees were now above water. And in 7 more days, he sent out the dove out again. And this time, that dove did not return. Praise God! Hallelujah! There was a new beginning fixing to happen. Praise God! God spoke to Noah and he told him, he says, I want you to go out from the ark. Amen. In 8:16, listen to the word of God. He said, listen. He said, go forth of the ark, thou and thy wife and thy sons' wives with thee, and bring forth with thee every living thing that is with thee of all flesh, both of fowl and of cattle, and of every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth, that they may breed abundantly in the earth, and be fruitful and multiply upon the earth. And Noah went forth, and his sons, and his wife, and his sons' wives with him, and every beast, and every creeping thing, and every fowl, and whatsoever creepeth upon the earth after their kind went forth out of the ark. Boy, I tell you, I thank God the new beginning began to start. Boy, we didn't realize that all of a sudden something started for us, amen. As he spoke to him to go out, God blessed Noah, and he blessed his sons, and he told them to have children, amen. And God made a covenant with Noah. And God said that he would never again destroy the earth with a flood. And so God put a beautiful rainbow in the sky as a sign and as a promise that he would never again flood the whole world. Amen. As you get on into Genesis chapter 9 that it tells us. Well, I thank God the Hebrew word for bow and rainbow is the word keshit. Keshit, God used the rain to make a flood. And I'm going to tell you something. He used it as a weapon as well, amen. He showed us every time that we see that rainbow that comes up, that he laid down that weapon, amen, and that he laid down his bow, amen, and we could see it in the heavens, praise God, and we actually see his promises, amen, each and every day of our life. I tell you, sometimes it feels like we're living in times like we're in Noah's days, amen, because we hear about all of the violence and we hear about all of the corruption out there today, amen. I tell you, but we don't have to be afraid and we don't have to worry because God keeps his promises of what he says to us, amen. Boy, I thank God, every one of us, as we realize that he gave us that promise, amen, to each and every one of us. We remember Noah's emotional state and his state of mind as God began to speak to him and his sons, amen, that Noah had witnessed the terrifying judgment of God upon the whole earth, amen, and all that began to take place. And so I thank God as Noah had been so gripped by the power and the judgment of God. And he had reverence for the Lord our God Almighty. Amen. And so I thank God as we begin to look and realize that every one of us truly have a new beginning in this life. Amen. As we begin to look and realize how truly blessed that we are. Amen. And what the Lord is doing with each and every one of us. Amen. And so I thank God it started out with a new beginning in all of our lives. Amen. As Moses began to start out. And he called for the elders of Israel, and he said unto them to draw out and take a lamb according to your families and kill the Passover, amen. Because I thank God as they begin to realize that the 17th day of the month upon the mountains of Ararat, amen, as it begins to reflect back on the resurrection, amen, of that time frame, amen, it reminds every one of us that just because of what the Lord did on Mount Calvary, on that cross, it reminds us that it's a new beginning for every one of us, no matter if there's COVID-19 out there, or how bad it is, or how right or wrong anything is in this world today, amen. Boy, I thank God that God had a new beginning that started in all of our lives, amen. And so I thank God the month of Abib, April, which begins the green ear of the month, when the corn is in the ear after the Babylonian captivity, which was first called Abib and now is called Nisan of the Hebrew calendar, amen. Boy, I thank God the Passover lamb began the chronological order of Israel as a nation, and it was the cause of commencement, amen. They had a new beginning, hallelujah. They had a new start, praise God, after being delivered by the blood of the Passover lamb that was applied to the doorposts back over in Exodus chapter 12, praise God, when the nation of Israel was born and come into a nation. I thank God as they begin to go forward eventually with a new commencement, praise God. The life of any old sinner out there today, they've got a commencement, praise God, of his or her new beginning that's linked with the Passover Lamb of the world, amen, and with the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, that was pictured in the Old Testament. But Paul said in 1 Corinthians 5:7, purge out therefore the old leaven, that ye may be a new lump, as ye are unleavened, for even as Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. And so Christ affected the calendar just like the Passover lamb, amen. That the birth of Christ brought a new beginning in the world's calendar, just as the death of the Passover lamb changed the Jewish calendar, amen. Boy, I thank God, every one of us, how do we have a new beginning of Jesus Christ? We've been delivered and freed from the bondage of sin through the blood of the Lamb of God, and that was shed on the cross of Calvary for all of our sins, praise God, hallelujah. Christ brought a new commencement, a new start, a new beginning, hallelujah, into every one of our lives when we accepted Him into our heart by faith, praise God. Peter began to tell us, he said, for as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Hallelujah. Boy, I thank God. Listen, you know, when you put your faith in Jesus Christ and you, I thank God, He takes you to heaven, praise God. You've got a new beginning. It's almost as if it's a done deal. Here I am still walking around on this old earth, but I thank God the moment that I take my last breath, I'm going to be in the presence of the Lord, amen, because of His promise and the covenants that He's made with each and every one of us, amen. Boy, I had, and September the 17th, 1972, I got a new father, amen. I got a new destiny, heaven, hallelujah. I got a new friend who's been with me every day. The Holy Spirit indwells me, praise God. And I tell you, He empowers me to overcome temptations that I face, amen, that gives me a new start in my life, praise God. And it was the Mount Ararat of the first mountain of the Bible, amen, that reflects back on my salvation and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, amen. Well, I thank God, a new person and a new beginning, praise God. And so every one of us, when we look and realize that how precious the Lord is to each and every one of us today, amen, and what He's doing for all of us. What a tremendous blessing to have the Lord in our life and all of the things that we're doing. The commencement of a new beginning in your life involves the recognition of some very important things. First of all, there needs to be a recognition of what God expects of you. Amen. David taught us that by stressing the importance of the truth and a broken and a contrite heart, a new beginning requires these things, amen. Psalms 51:6, behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom, amen. Psalms 51:16-17, skipping on down, David says, for thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offerings. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. O God, thou wilt not despise. Boy, I thank God for the Word of God tells us exactly what it takes to commence into a new beginning. A new beginning requires the recognition of God's authority and power. And you, I tell you, and I tell you, when we receive that knowledge of His authority, amen, I thank God, God
as he disciplines each and every one of us, amen. As he disciplined King Nebuchadnezzar for 7 years because of his defiance and arrogance toward God. He lost his mind, and I tell you, and he lived out like a wild beast in the field, amen. But when God restored his mind again and gave him a new beginning, the king acknowledged who was the boss. He acknowledged God's power, and he acknowledged God's authority, amen. And so I thank God, every one of us, when we look and realize how truly blessed that we are, because there is a Mount Ararat that started in all of our lives, a new beginning, a new start, a new purpose, amen. And so I thank God, when David repented and desired, well, I thank God he gave us that we needed, amen. Boy, I thank God as I get ready to close out tonight. That's why everyone, I believe, as I've looked through the Bible, and I don't have it in front of me, but I'm just saying with the Lord's help, I remember at least 33 to 35 mountains, and then that's not counting hilltops. That's all through the Bible, amen. Boy, I thank God. Every one of those mountains, are you going up the rough side of the mountain, amen? Boy, I thank God every one of us as we look in life today and begin to realize that there's always some things. There's some things that affect us. There's got to be some focus on some mountain climbing, amen. Because the mountains of the Bible, we can glean lessons from each of those mountains, amen. And begin to realize that there's something special about all of the mountains in the Bible that will begin to preach, that will begin to teach, and that will begin to tell us, amen. And so God's Word of God tells us exactly as we start and continue and stay on the path that the Lord has for all of us, amen. God has a place that we can all go. And I thank God we have an assurance, and we can feel safe and secure against the terrible day of judgment to come, the judgment of the end of time, that we can know that we have eternal life and that we shall never die, but that we shall live with God forever and ever. Do you ever remember asking Jesus Christ to come into your heart and life? There might be somebody out there tonight listening to us, and they never remember asking Jesus to be the keeper of their soul, amen. I thank God, as he said, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life, amen. God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved, praise God. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him, amen. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life. I thank God, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. And I thank God, he said, he that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal, amen. Boy, I thank God. You know what? I like what 1 John 5 tells us, because 1 John 5 is one of those things that tells us the guarantee about salvation. Listen to it. And this is the record. And this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life. And this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life. And he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. Boy, I thank God. Let me just a little bit further. And these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. Boy, I thank God. The covenant, I thank God that every one of us, as we've got with our Lord and Savior. Boy, I tell you, all the way back in Genesis chapter 8, there was a regulation of seasons all the way back there. And Genesis chapter 9, the mission of man to repopulate the earth came in Genesis chapter 9. And all of a sudden, as man began to rise up to rule over the earth in Genesis chapter 9, there was provision for food for man in Genesis chapter 9. The establishment of human government, of a capital and capital punishment as well. And God's covenant covers, I thank God, for every one of us to look at that we have today. God believes in capital punishment. There's some evil that's happening out there today. When you take a life, boy, I'm going to tell you, God can take your life. But I tell you one thing, that no matter what, that if you ever come into the family of God, even if you've made a mistake, there's one thing that you will never be forgiven of, and that's blasphemy against the Holy Ghost. And that is refusing to accept the Holy Spirit into your heart and life to be the keeper of your soul. Oh, I thank God, every one of us. That great flood was a flood that covered the entire world, amen. It ain't a fairy tale. It was real. And the very first mountain, the mountain of a new beginning, of a new start, for my life and for yours, for the resurrection, all the way to the cross of Calvary. That ark had to have a place to settle down. And I tell you, the Lord already had a plan even before Noah built the ark. He already had a place, and he already knew the details of everything. The rainbow was the sign to all generations. And it was not just a sign given to Noah and his family, but it was a sign given to all of us, to all generations of people. The sign that was set in the clouds by God himself, set for the purpose of being a sign of great covenant with Noah and with mankind from here on out. And I thank God, God himself created the laws of nature, and he caused that rainbow to form, amen. And so I thank God, every storm that rises, that comes up, every one of us have a covenant with the Lord that one of these days he's coming back and he's going to take us on home. You better be getting ready whenever that time comes. I thank God, because we too remember that there was a terrifying judgment of God. And I tell you, we can escape the final judgment of God as long as we're still living and turn to the promised seed of the Savior of this world, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Boy, I thank God. Even Old Testament has a great promise for each and every one of us. Amen. Boy, I thank God. The assurance of the Word of God that he's given us. God and his Word. Amen. This is the purpose. Amen. That he gave Noah. And it was an absolute assurance. Perfect safety and security. Hallelujah. That it was his covenant that was true. And God said that covenant is assured by himself. And it has been assured by his Word. No greater assurance, hallelujah, no greater assurance could stand behind a covenant that God's promise has made, that he'd established with every one of you that are listening on Facebook and sermon audio, because as he said, when the ark rested the seventh month on the 17th day of the month upon the mountains of Ararat, God started everything from that date, a new beginning for all of us, amen. Thank God tonight as we close out. Boy, I thank God, for verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass away, one jot, one tittle, shall in no wise pass from the law, God's word, that is, till all be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. And so God has not judged and destroyed the earth with a flood since Noah's day, and I thank God he never will. In fact, no universal judgment will fall upon the earth that will destroy all life until the final end and the judgment for all universe. That day is coming. But until then, any person living upon this earth has an opportunity to repent and to turn to the promised seed of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I thank God, because of the great covenant, the Noahic covenant of Noah, that's assured that we can stand fast until the end of the world, both God and his Word that gives us assurance. Father, thank you for Mount Ararat. It was the new beginning for every one of us. That was such a long time ago. Lord, before any of our time. But Lord, it was the signal of the new beginning for every one of us in the Bible as the first mountain, as mountain climbers. Boy, Noah was that one that landed that ark and he sent forth life that brought us where we are today. Father, thank you for the family of God. And watch over them, those that are hurting, those that are dealing with cancer, those, Father, that need a healing touch. Lord, Father, there's nothing impossible with you. But, Lord, I know that this body, eventually, it's going back from whence it came. But there's a glorified body coming one of these days. Father, I pray for every one of my family members of God and for those, Lord, that don't know you in the free pardon of sin, that they may come in and settle with you. And may the convicting power of the cross bring them forward to you and to our family that God has went and made the ultimate sacrifice of himself to pay the debt that not a one of us could pay. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.